You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, the mask mandates are starting to go away. The CDC, with its new guidance, certainly is welcome news to so many Americans. But if you're Jen Psaki at the White House and you're asked about this, well, we're going to play the audio for you on that, and you can hear exactly the way she reacted to the whole thing. Is it political? Well, no. Oh, no. No, it. How could it be political? How could they be trying to make everybody feel better in the midst of the Middle East catching fire, of the gas issue that we've seen happen, and all the other stuff from the Biden administration? Stay with us, folks. All right, welcome everyone around the globe and across the net. It is the Friday/weekend edition. That's right, folks. It's the day of the week when we keep you entertained and informed a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. And as always, we do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. Oh, thank you very much. A singing host making his contractually mandated and obligatory appearance here on the program. Folks, welcome to the Friday/weekend edition. It is Friday. It is May the 14th, 2021. We were out of the studio last week. Could not be helped, but glad to be back in the studio. And we have so much to talk about, folks, because so much has been going on. And of course, quick program note, I will be a guest later on this evening on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Of course, that's hosted by Salem host Captain Matt Bruce from his flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida, as the program goes out along the Salem Media Group of stations, also along the GCN network as well. The Captain and I will have a complete update and wrap-up of all of the day's events, especially what's happening in Israel right now, and we'll have the very latest for you as to what we've seen happening. We know that Israel had sent in ground forces. They're going after these Hamas, command and control centers. They're going after Hamas leaders. We know now that, of course, the entire conflict is opening up in terms of, you've got Hezbollah up in Lebanon. They are sending in rockets as well. Also, southern Iraq sending rockets towards Israel. These are Iran proxies, of course. And so, in other words, this whole thing is getting literally worse by the minute. And Israel, of course, going in and trying to make sure that they do root out these Hamas leaders. The most unfortunate things, folks, that we have seen are the death of any civilians on either side, either in Gaza or in Israel. And certainly the death of children is something that is just completely breaks our hearts. But I will say this, though. The terrorist leadership of Hamas, they have no compunction. And this should shock us to our very core. They have no compunction to surround themselves with children when they know that they are going to be attacked in the course of Israel defending itself, in the course of fighting back against a group that is launching hundreds and hundreds of rockets into civilian territory with the express intent of killing civilians in Israel. The Hamas terrorist leaders are absolutely, this is completely despicable what they are doing. And I think that much is obvious. It's not obvious, evidently, to the likes of Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and AOC in the United States Congress, but we're not surprised about that, are we? But once again, folks, I will be on the Captain's program tonight, the Captain's own weekend edition. All that starts at 11:30. Pardon me, I'm on Pacific time. What am I talking about? 2:05 a.m. Eastern time. And that is, of course, 11:05 p.m. Pacific time. And you want to go to KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. There you can find links to listen live to AM 860, The Answer, the Captain's flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. And once again, folks, boy, what a lot of stuff we have to tell you about on the program today. We are going to hear from Jen Psaki at the White House. She sparred there with Peter Ducey from Fox News. And, you know, I get the impression, I really do, that I don't think Jen Psaki likes being the press secretary. You know, she said she would be on her way out by next year, sometime next year. I don't doubt it. I would think she'd probably want to leave tomorrow. And I wouldn't be surprised if she did. She just doesn't seem to like that job. She gets, you know, of course, the whole circle back thing. You know, that's when she started out. A lot of times she just feel, I just get the impression that she doesn't think that, you know, that she's really getting through to people, because it's like she was always explaining things to everyone like they're 5 years old or something like that. And I do think that that's just a little bit off-putting, and that's just me. I mean, that's just my impression. I don't know. Who knows where she's going to end up? Actually, I think I do know where she might end up. I'll bet she ends up as a commentator on TV. That'll be her gig. That way she can give the answer she wants. And then nobody, because depending on what network she gets on, nobody will press her on any of the answers that she gives. So that's just a little prediction there. In the time we have left in this segment, because we'll hear the audio on the other side of the segment. Let's check this out first. This is from USA Today. Trader Joe's is one of the first stores to drop mask requirement for fully vaccinated customers after the CDC mask update. Trader Joe's has updated its mask policy and will not require fully vaccinated customers to wear a mask. The specialty supermarket is believed to be the first major national retailer to make the change after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued new masking guidelines Thursday. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, announced Friday that it would no longer require fully vaccinated customers or employees to wear masks at both Walmart and Sam's Club locations. Costco also dropped its mask policy at some of its clubs starting Friday, but will still require them at pharmacy and optical departments as locations with local or state mandates. So this is quite interesting, and I like Trader Joe's. I like their stuff. But this is perhaps maybe just the beginning. People will start being able to go out and about, if they're fully vaccinated, of course, and be able to go about their lives without a mask. It's starting, folks. It's starting. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, don't go it alone. AMVET's highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country, helping you to navigate the complex VA system free of charge. With new presumptions for Agent Orange exposure and other conditions, AMVET's can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all of your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AMVET's helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AMVET service officer or to learn more, visit amvets.org.
Hey, I'm going out to buy those shelves for the closet.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
Honey, I love you, but 800 more flowers? You'll give the neighbors a real reason to think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs,
light bulbs. Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright a bulb is. Our 60-watt bulbs give off about 800 lumens. We can replace them with new 800 lumen bulbs. Bulbs just as bright that use much less energy.
So, we'll save money.
Yes, and we can use that money to increase my allowance.
Right. Wise guy.
Worth a try.
So, you got that?
Got it. No tulips, no watts, 800 lumens, and more savings!
He got it.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
After a long, hard day in the rough-and-tumble world of politics, open a tall, cool Kyle Warren Show. Ah, that crisp, refreshing taste. that smooth style, that effervescing attitude, and without all that other stuff that can, well, bog you down. Helping to put back what the daily media assault takes away, listen to The Kyle Warren Show weekdays right here on this station and visit the website at kylewarrenshow.com.
I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Class is in session with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Yes, it is. And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Friday / weekend edition. And don't forget, folks, you can find me on Facebook. Simply go to kylewarrenshow.com. We have links there where you can find me on Facebook, friend me on Facebook. You can also subscribe to the program there. You can also find us on Parler, and you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many, many more. Go to kylewarrenshow.com because we keep going up and up and up, folks, just like the music is doing right there. And we have one reason for that and one reason only, and that is, of course, you, the listeners. We really do appreciate it. People checking in, people sending me friend requests, people checking out the webpage, subscribing to the show. And if you're new here to the program and if you like what we do ask that you consider subscribing to the program. Simply go to kylewarrenshow.com for more information. Okay, so the mask mandate is beginning to be lifted, and there was President Biden out there outside the White House with Vice President Kamala Harris, and the two were yucking it up pretty good without masks on and this kind of thing. But here's the deal, and while it is welcome news, again, you're fully vaccinated, all this kind of thing. And again, I believe that they consider you to be fully vaccinated 2 weeks after your second shot. Some will say, well, it's 10 days for this and 2 weeks for that. But I think the safe bet is 2 weeks. And you've got at least the ultimate consideration that you are now fully vaccinated. But fully vaccinated people certainly should be able to go around without having a mask on all the time. It's simply because, well, again, we'll get into this on the audio. But the idea, of course, is that the mixed messaging that was being sent out by Kamala Harris and President Biden, you know, Biden would be there walking through Arlington all by himself, out in the middle of all the rows of headstones, but he'd have a mask on, you know, this kind of thing. And it's just, again, mixed messaging. And I make a mental note here. There's other mixed messaging that, of course, was started by Kamala Harris back in the campaign. I'll get to that here in just a second. But the mixed messaging was this. Go out and get, you know, go get vaccinated. Go now. Get vaccinated, right, from the president. And then I'm going to wear a mask. Everywhere I go, I'm wearing a mask. I'm just going to wear this mask because I have to, because it's this, you know. And so they're doing that, you know, at the same time telling you to get it vaccinated. And people who had not been vaccinated or who are wary about getting vaccinated will look at that and say, if I get vaccinated, it makes no difference. It makes no difference if I'm vaccinated or not, because if I get vaccinated, I still have to do all the same stuff I was doing before I was vaccinated. Now, of course, yes, I understand if you it would lessen the severity, or you know, hopefully not going to get it at all, you know, some infinitesimal chance that you would. But that's not good enough when it involves the president and the White House and the federal government and the message that's coming from the top down. It's just not good enough. Now, back to Kamala Harris's initial mixed messaging. Well, can we even call it that? Maybe it's just misinformation, disinformation, in a very, very mean-spirited way, no doubt. And that was, I don't trust Donald Trump and his vaccine. That whole thing. Remember? Even in that, she said that, I think that in interviews, just paraphrasing basically, and then also in the debate as well. What kind of message was that? Operation Warp Speed was in full swing. We were expecting it to get a vaccine very soon, you know, sooner than later. And yet the message was, well, this is all from Donald Trump. Will you take the vaccine? I just don't know, because I don't know, you know, I don't know if I can trust Donald Trump. Really? Well, I'll just wait for Dr. Fauci, because Dr. Fauci will tell me what I need to know. Well, don't you think that that's a holdover into why people maybe wouldn't want to get the vaccine? That wasn't, you know, she may have been in an opposing political party, an opposing political candidate at the time, but that sure does seem like you're throwing away science. You're throwing away American unity in the most wide sense, because we're all in this together. Republicans and Democrats both can get COVID. Kamala Harris, remember, people are, you know, they can still get infected regardless of their party affiliation. And so if you're actively working against harming the public good and harming the public safety and harming public health by saying such dastardly and ridiculous things as, well, I don't know, this is Donald Trump's thing, basically. Really? And then, of course, after Trump was out of office and now it's Biden, it's now, we got the vaccine. We've got it. And now we're gonna put it in people's arms. I don't know if you're like me, but I just don't like that phraseology. I don't like hearing the phrase shots in people's arms. 100 million shots in people's arms. You know, it's like, you know, well, of course they're going to get a shot in their arm, right? But it just seems I'm being picky, but that's just me. I think you could say vaccinations. We want to get 100 million vaccinations. Because that, I think, actually is more accurate. Anyway, it's much more descriptive and it's much more scientific, don't you think? At least it sounds better. But every time they say shots in people's arms, it's just the idea that line up, put a shot in your arm now. What is it? You know, it doesn't matter. Put a shot in your arm. Okay. I don't like the phraseology of it. That's just me. But yes, I know what they're talking about and this kind of thing. But at any rate, once Biden came into office, now it was, well, everything's fine now. This is the vaccine. Everybody's got to take it. And here you go, folks. Here's our vaccine we're giving you. That's what bugs me about the stuff. That's really what bugs me about it. It's just absolutely, of course, it's complete about face, because now it's about they want to take the credit. Let's listen in here to Jen Psaki answering a question about the possible political side of lifting the mask mandates. Politics in the Biden administration? Okay, hold on. Let's listen in.
There are a lot of questions about the timing of the CDC's announcement yesterday. So did somebody at the Biden administration or in the Biden administration update this guidance for political reasons?
No.
So what was the medical or scientific reason? What was the big breakthrough to do this yesterday?
Well, I know that Dr. Walensky did an extensive number of interviews yesterday to answer exactly that question.
Okay, stop right there. Oh, well, Dr. Walensky, well, didn't you listen to that? It's just, again, Jen Psaki doesn't like her job. She doesn't, or she thinks that the people she has to talk to are so beneath her, unless they're singing the praises, that she has to have that sort of tone. I guess, I guess that's just the way she does it. Okay, but let's continue.
As we've talked in here quite a bit about, the CDC, not just Dr. Walensky, but her entire team of health and medical experts are constantly reviewing the data to ensure that they can provide accurate and up-to-date guidance to the American people. So based on three factors, as she talked about yesterday, vaccines work in the real world. We've seen a lot of studies done on that, including internally in the federal government. Vaccines stand up to the variants, which at various times has been a concern about the need to continue to mask even after you're vaccinated. And vaccinated people are less likely to transmit the virus. That's how they came to the decision. And that's what she conveyed yesterday when she announced the decision.
But just looking at the CDC's website on the way up here, only 45.6% of U.S. adults have been fully vaccinated as of yesterday. Only 58.9% of the adult population has at least one dose. So what happened to President Biden saying in March that he thought lifting mask mandates before every adult American goes and gets a shot is Neanderthal thinking.
Well, first, let me say that the president, our North Star, has been listening to the guidance of our health and medical experts and teams. And that's exactly what we're doing in this case. And
okay, so there you have Jen Psaki. But what a great question from Ducey. And yeah, that's right. Remember all the Neanderthals out there? You remember? And by the way, Biden picked the group Neanderthals, I guess, because he felt like there would be no backlash from Neanderthals, evidently, by using them as a benchmark for, you know, horrifically bad ideas and thinking. I guess that's, you know, he felt like that was okay. He was fine with that. But again, not political. Wait a minute. And even so, you know, now I guess they're engaging in Neanderthal thinking, but not political. You'll have a hard time trying to convince people that there was no politics in the fact that the Middle East is on fire, the gas crisis was playing out, and all these things are happening, and they're trying to make us think that we're just following the science.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hi, folks. This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for the Edwards Notebook right here on the Kyle Warren Show.
Believe it or not, being nice for the sake of being nice is not always the best policy, nor does being nice necessarily mean the best motives. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, since moving to Michigan, I have met a lot of nice, smiling people. Even Governor Whitmer projects a gleaming smile every time she announces another brutal proclamation of oppression, such as forcing children as young as 2 years of age to wear a dreaded face diaper. Many people, like my next-door neighbors, have pleasant smiles and seem to be such nice, wonderful folks, but yet they are devout supporters of Black Lives Matter, a communist organization founded by black females who hate both white Americans and black men. Nice people supported the Nazis and looked the other way when things became vicious toward their Jewish neighbors and focused on happier things than politics. Many nice Christians have for decades who used Jesus as an excuse not to care about the political and moral decline of our nation. There are nice people who don't care that President Trump was officially banned for life from Facebook, the leftist-dominated social media outlet. You know who were not nice people? Those who resist tyranny. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday / weekend edition. And don't forget, I'll be on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program later on this evening, 11:05 p.m. Pacific, 2:05 a.m. Eastern. Go to kylewarrenshow.com for links to listen live. And the captain and I, of course, will be talking about the very latest happening in Israel. We talked about it earlier this morning. In just a few moments, we'll hear some of our discussion as well about what was happening and has been happening in Israel. And this is a major, major thing. And the Biden administration has shown such complete lack of leadership on this in the sense that you get the feeling that there's the holdover, for example, from the Obama era of not really being a great friend to Israel, sort of having to tolerate Israel overall and this kind of thing, when in reality, the real focus is on Iran and getting back into the Iran nuclear deal and making nice with Iran. This just goes on and on. And, you know, it seems so inexplicable that such a thing would really be the priority, but evidently it really is the priority. And this is a major, major problem for the entire world, because as the Middle East continues to ignite, and I'm not saying that to be sensationalistic, I'm saying that because normally we saw what happened with Hamas after the demonstration near the Temple Mount, the clash, I should say, near the Temple Mount. And you have then Hamas begin to start launching those rockets. The first order of business, typically internationally, is to try to turn that whole thing off. How do you get it to turn off? But it wasn't turning off. Israel has to take these enormous measures now to try to protect its own citizenry. And normally, with the notion that you had a very staunch ally with the United States vis-a-vis Israel, or Israel would have the United States as a very staunch ally, this would have been turned off almost as quickly as it began, because the notion would be the United States is going to bring the full force of its own diplomatic efforts and arm twisting and anything that it can do to make sure that this doesn't really spread. And they would know that there would be commitment, for example, from a President Trump, for example. And to some other extent and greater extents as well, Republican, at least, presidents. But the Biden administration has gone so far down whatever rabbit hole it is digging that it is just absolutely, as I said, almost inexplicable, except for the idea that they want to cozy up with the Iranian regime. Now, when we saw some of the greatest progress in over 25 years with some of these Arab states making essentially peace with Israel, that was all predicated on the idea that Iran is being more isolated. They want Iran to be more isolated. And now we see this begin to catch fire and ignite. It has the potential, and I hate to say it, it has the potential to really burn out of control. And I'm hoping that there's going to be something to this where it's going to stop soon. Israel, on the other hand, of course, is going to take every opportunity it can now to root out Hamas. How could they not do that? But we could be in for a very, very bumpy ride. Okay, well, folks, once again, on the Friday/weekend edition, we like to have our tradition of tuning in to some of my appearance from earlier in the morning on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. So without further ado, take it away, Captain.
Well, Kyle, we got to start with the obvious tonight, and that's the fact that Israel and their defense forces have gone into Gaza. They're on the ground. I understand 7 brigades of tanks went in there with their infantry. They're also flying overhead sorties. They've got the drones up. They've got the jets doing bombing runs. They got all sorts of things going on because, again, yesterday it heated up to the point to where the barrages coming into Israel were not just coming from Gaza anymore. Hezbollah got into the mix in Lebanon, firing rockets into Israel. And the western part of Iraq, the Iranian proxies there, fired rockets or missiles, as the case may be, into Israel. Now, there was a barrage that came into the Israeli airport yesterday. And, of course, you're not firing at military when you fire at a civilian airport. You're firing at the civilians.
Well, exactly right. And at every turn, Captain, especially with these with the addition now of rockets coming in from Lebanon, rockets coming in from southern Iraq, it shows that there's no mistake here. This isn't something that just started happening and can be turned off relatively easily via diplomacy. This is something that is a major push. It is coordinated and mostly, of course, coming from the influence of Iran. And, you know, the ground operations that are ongoing right now from Israel moving into Gaza, Israeli officials are saying they're going to deal them a strong deterring blow.
They have to.
Yeah, before any ceasefire is going to be considered here.
They have to literally go in there and destroy anything and everything that is Hamas, control, command, communications, radio, television, whatever they can find, destroy it all together so that they'd have to resort to carrier pigeon if they had to get a message to anybody, just like they destroyed that 13-story high-rise building yesterday with multiple airstrikes. And, of course, there were people in it, not only Hamas militants, but also, unfortunately, some civilians that got caught up in there. They were killed in it, but they were given a warning. Everybody's given a warning before Israel Israel strikes. Get the hell out.
Well, what's on display here, Captain, for the world to see, and you'll have some, even in the U.S. Congress, of course, who will bizarrely side with the Palestinian, or I should say the Hamas.
Let me stop you right there. You've got the Tlaib and Omar and AOC's team and Presley teaming up and doing their scourge. I'm telling you, this is the time when if you had a real Speaker of the House that was a leader, the leader would say, shut up, sit down, shut up, and be an American, and you're not going to speak on the floor in the terms that you are to try to put down our closest ally and the United States for supporting him. That's what I would do if I was a Speaker.
Well, of course, but what's on the display for the world to see is the fact that groups like Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and others, they surround themselves with civilians and children especially in order to create a tragedy when they come under fire from the Israeli Defense Forces.
Well, I got news for you. That was done in Vietnam. It was done in World War II. The Germans learned to do it, and that's where it all started. And then it just worked its way on through the modern day to where we're at right now. But the IDF announcement came about 6:30 last night. We're not getting any actual live reports coming from the reporters on the ground that may or may not be traveling with the Israeli Defense Forces, because Israel is smart enough not to do that. They'll make their reports somewhere along the line, but they will not have live reports like we did when we were going into Iraq and all that sort of stuff with our forces, and even Afghanistan. Now, I will say this. This violence right now is the worst that we've seen in years coming out of Gaza. But what's compounded it and made it worse is the fact that we now have, and we can confirm this, Hezbollah firing their rockets from Lebanon, and a barrage came out of western Iraq. At least one salvo came out of western Iraq from the Iranian proxies there. And you know that this all is coming with the blessing of Iran.
Absolutely. The opening up of what amounts to other fronts is a huge development in this conflict.
Iran needs to be careful what they wish for, because Israel will take them on, believe me. Tehran could be, a parking lot. All right, let's go to break. And you can say what you want, folks, but this is the time to get tough. The going gets rough, and we get tough when this happens. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Hey, John, I just heard you got a new computer. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's the coolest thing.
What'll you do with your old computer?
I don't know. I guess I'll just throw it away.
Well, my company just bought new computers, and we decided to donate the old PCs to a place that gives them to local schools. You could do something like that.
Seriously, who would want a 3-year-old computer?
Hey, it might be great for someone else. Computers can be refurbished and reused instead of ending up in the trash. By passing it on, you can help the community and the environment.
If you're replacing your company's IT equipment or you're finished using your personal computer, pass it on to a local organization that accepts computers. To learn more, log on to epa.gov/passiton. This message was brought to you by EPA, Dell, Intel, HP, NEC, Philips, and this radio station on behalf of EPA's Plug Into eCycling Partnership. EPA does not endorse any commercial services or products of these groups. For information on all partners, log on to epa.gov/plugin.
In sports, 5 games were featured in hockey action last night.
Every year, millions of people rely on portable generators when they lose access to electricity. But some of them don't understand that a portable generator's carbon monoxide emissions can kill if their generators are used indoors. So we're here to clear the air. Always take your generator outside, away from windows and doors. When you take it outside, you distance yourself from the dangers of carbon monoxide. For more safety tips, visit TakeYourGeneratorOutside.com.
Hi, folks. This is Kyle Warren. I'd like to hear from you about the things we're talking about on the program. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Message, or send it to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/KyleWarrenShow.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, we got a great question last night on the Captain's America, and it was about what's going on with the recall. And we had a great answer for them. It was LJ, by the way, who asked the question, and the great answer was that, well, the recall's going so well that Gavin Newsom wants to give free money away. So I think that kind of maybe helps to really show, you know, just how serious the recall is in California. Republicans and Democrats alike, they are not happy. Independents as well. And Gavin Newsom literally beginning to pull out all the stops in order to fight a recall that, you know, I guess by all accounts, he should never have had to fight if everything was just so hunky-dory in the state. Well, of course, it's not. Well, folks, let's get right back to my appearance from earlier this morning on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Take it away, Captain. This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I think I will. And thank you very much, Kyle Warren, waiting patiently on the phone line for me to get back to him. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a part of my integrated health plan that I take every day, normally two times a day, but because of the situation I've had going on with my left ankle and foot and leg, I'm now taking it three times a day, and it is starting to do what it's supposed to do. And that is that the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help support the body's natural response to inflammation and reduces swelling. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you're having, because Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, number one, 100% botanical and fish oil product, number two, supports the healthy response to healthy healing, comes in convenient individual packets, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it all started. Now, the way you do that is you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's also, there's a direct link on my website, the captainsamericathirdwatch.com. You'll see it right there. Click on it to go to the same place. But $19.95 is all it takes to start, relieffactor.com/captain. And give it a try, because all you got to lose is pain. And I'm telling you, it's worked for me for going on about 6 years now. It'll work for you, too. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got to talk about, because we've talked enough to begin with about what's going on with Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah, and now the Iranian proxies apparently in Iraq that are all intertwined in this, probably all taking their marching orders from Iran, I might mention. But this is a big deal, and Israel's going to deal with it, and we need to stand strong with Israel. And if Tlaib and Ayok and Omar open up their mouths with their ilk, we need to drown them the hell out.
Well, sure. I mean, it's really bizarre, Captain, that you would have members of Congress, again, speaking out against an ally of our country and the staunchest ally that we have, certainly in the Middle East.
Yep.
And to essentially say that they are terrorists.
Yep.
When they can see that the Katyusha rockets, they're being fired from Gaza, and now, of course, Lebanon or other rockets.
Hezbollah is firing the rockets they have.
Exactly. So, again, there are people like AOC and Tlaib and Omar, they're simply trying to capitalize on the situation, to say, you know, that that somehow, you know, here we go, you know, the, yeah. we told you so,
yeah.
but it's just not right, yeah. and they've got the wrong-headed idea.
All right, well, a special shout-out and a good morning to LJ up there in Michigan. Hopefully you're a little warmer today than what you have been. Looks like the temperatures have come up a little bit. But she's asked you a question here. How's the recall of your governor going in California?
Yeah, I saw that in the chat room. And, yes, LJ, well, I think it's going pretty good. And I base that on the idea that Governor Newsom here in California is suddenly giving away free money to select
by the votes.
People. That's right. He's crisscrossing, saying he's going to get rid of the homeless problem. He's going to put homeless into hotels. They're going to buy these things. And
who's
so
going to pay for that?
Well, of course, everybody else. But the whole thing is that he is really trying to, quote, spruce things up. Which tells me that he's terrified. They're all terrified about this recall. Of course, we had the signatures here just recently. The thing is going to be on the ballot in November. And by Newsom's behavior, he's trying to make nice now, I think, with the people of California. But here's the thing, Captain. So many people in California, Democrats and Republicans and independents included, they've had it. They don't like how he handled things. And I think that they really do want to change. But we'll see if it works.
All right. Now I got to divulge some information to the public that's listening out there. And a lot of gas prices are way up out of sight here all of a sudden, right?
Oh, yes.
And we're being told that up to 69% of the gas stations, I believe it was North Carolina, didn't have any gas to sell. It was about 46% in Georgia and I think it was 52% in Virginia, somewhere around there were the high numbers. But here's what's going on. It's not so much they don't have gas to sell. They don't have enough drivers to do the deliveries. Now, Warren Buffett's back in the mix again because I was told yesterday that a couple of his trains loaded with gasoline and or diesel and or jet fuel were headed up to the East Coast again, something which had been stopped under the Trump administration because it's extremely dangerous to do that on the tracks that we currently have in place today, correct?
That's right.
All right. Now, listen to these prices, folks, and then you tell me what's going on. West Texas crude today is $63.82 a barrel. It dropped $2.26 a barrel in one day. Brent crude is $67.05. It dropped $2.27 a barrel in one day. Here's where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. Gasoline is now down to $2.10 a gallon. It dropped 6 cents from yesterday to today. And it's back down almost to where it was last Friday. Diesel is down to $2 a gallon. And it's down 6 cents a gallon from where it was yesterday. Okay, Kyle, what is going on?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're still seeing high prices. We're still seeing the fact that somebody's capitalizing on the fuel price.
You afraid to call it what it is, gouging?
Well, yes, it is gouging.
It's gouging. I mean, if I just told you price, and if you're paying $4 or $5 or $6 or whatever it is a gallon, and the wholesale price is $2.10 without the taxes added in there, you are getting screwed, blued, tattooed, and it is against the law what they're doing to you.
Well, of course.
And I don't care what state you're in.
But what has happened is the narrative, or the perception, I think is a better word, has gone out that there's a gas shortage, the pipeline was down, you got to buy gas, otherwise you can't buy gas later.
If there was a gas shortage, the price of gasoline would not go down, the price of oil would not go down if there was a shortage. When it goes down, it's because there is a glut.
Right, exactly. But what's happened in these videos and images that we've seen of the people filling up gas can after gas can after gas can is driving
and trash
a lot of
bag
it.
After trash bag after trash bag.
I know. I can't imagine, and I'm so glad.
What
that we
an
have
ignorant it. Moron that would do something like that! It's so dangerous.
It is.
You could hit a bump, and have a spark. The fumes alone would blow your vehicle up and you in it and anything around you. It's like having if you got 10 trash bags with, let's say, 30 gallons of gas, it's like having a 3,000-pound bomb in your trunk.
Right. That's right. And everybody, listen to the captain. He's a retired firefighter.
I've been there.
He knows. He's seen it all. I'll tell you. But the thing is, Captain, the very fact that people would do such a thing, again, is just, number one, bizarre. But why are they doing it? They're feeding into this idea that
Do you remember the Ford Pinto?
I do remember the Ford Pinto.
Do you remember what happened with the rear-end collisions? That's
right.
Gas tank was way to the back, and they would hit that, and the car would explode?
That's right.
That's part of what I'm talking about, folks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And
that was a metal gas tank.
Exactly. Yeah, but that was, I remember when that started happening. But I know this, though. I'm so glad we haven't seen a story yet about someone who has exploded, basically, in their car with plastic bags full of gasoline.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I know, and it's just, it's a horrible thing, and then there's going to be collateral damage, and some poor person's going to be sitting next to him when it happens.
Yep, it's going to happen, unfortunately. But my point, folks, of telling you the crude oil prices is to let you know that wherever you're at, if it's anything above the normal, whatever it should be, with the tax added in and a reasonable amount of profit, if you're up around $4 or $5 a gallon, you are getting screwed, and it's called price gouging. It's happening to you.
Well, right, and of course, the officials, district attorneys, and
you call the state attorney general's office.
Exactly, and then they will. I'm sure there will be investigations about that.
All right, now are you ready for this news?
Yep.
The CDC says no more masks required for fully vaccinated people. Here we go.
During a White House briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announced the updated mask guidance.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
The CDC still recommends wearing masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, and hospitals, but the move is a major step toward returning the country to pre-pandemic life. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All right, there you have it. There you have it. Isn't that something? All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Kyle Warren, too. Lots of stuff to talk about. I mean, holy cow, lots of stuff to talk about. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right. Thank you so much, Captain Matt Bruce. Always a pleasure, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the radio tonight and right back here next time. Until then, everyone out there around the globe.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Take care out there.